Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent mid-list publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or maybe you just want to understand the publishing industry.
This week, we answer another reader question, which has like a little bit more of a complicated backstory. Normally, I try and thoroughly simplify these questions, but this time, what can you do?
It's specific.
So, our question asker, Board Book Club for 0 to 2-year-olds, children. And not 0 to 2-year-old adults. And when they ran out of books that they wanted to recommend, they became a publisher, which I feel like is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Then they ran into sort of the inevitable kind of questions we've addressed the past 2 weeks, which is essentially like, how do I find an attractive distributor? And then how do I, you know, figure out like a distributor that specializes in the kind of books that I publish. And their question is actually like honing it in a little further than that yet. They can't get wholesalers to work with them because they're small and new, and they've primarily been sold as, they've sold over 3,000 copies of each of their books, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But there isn't interest in the trade because that's not where they've done their marketing, and that's not where they've driven their readers to purchase their books. So that's problem one. Every distributor they've talked to is either putting them, you know, waiting because they're only 3 years old, so they don't have enough of a track record, and even though every book they publish is in the same series, so it does seem like it would actually be a pretty slam dunk as far as a distributor is concerned, but I feel like that is probably more to do with like the nature of the market in the past year. And then, and you know, if they're hearing back from them at all, you know, and so, and then they received an offer to license every book in their publishing line to a more established publisher that has distribution, which, you know, would essentially solve all their problems. And then they're hesitant because they're worried that that won't give them enough money to keep making books, you know, in the end, because it's like you get the smaller piece of the pie. You know, so their question is, do we think they should hold out and go with a distributor when they can get one to keep the higher percentage? Or should they essentially go with the licensing relationship, which might mean higher sales? And let's be frank, it would mean higher sales. What do you think?
Whew, that is a hard question. I feel like there's a lot of math involved, for starters.
Yeah, and on credit where it's due, this reader says that they read The People's Guide to Publishing book 7 times before asking this question. And to their credit, this is a rare question asked of the podcast that has not been addressed thoroughly in the book.
Well, I mean, like, so I feel like there's several issues here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, like, you know, yeah, like, to work with the distributor to kind of continue to self-manage.
Mm-hmm.
Your licenses.
Yeah, that's true.
And another question is how to grow.
Yeah.
And how to build your reach.
Yeah. Like, what is the ultimate goal?
Yeah. And then, yeah, and like a third question is maybe about this person's personal career and aspirations for how they spend their days and run their business.
Yes. All of those things. Very much so. Yeah. I would say neither one of your options is the correct option. The correct option is to either attempt to leverage yourself as part of the deal to the publisher and say, I'm coming with the books and you will publish the future books in the series and you will continue to grow and develop it. And then can we create a, you know, essentially like an imprint type of situation, since you're essentially saying that all of the books I've developed are solid. How about we keep going? You know, that seems like a win for everybody.
So long as you have a good relationship.
Yeah, yeah. So you'd want to have, like, an out after a period of time or things like that.
And or, you want to, like, make sure that, like, your vision will continue to be respected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, but it's kind of like when you have a track, and the reason they attracted this, it's kind of an imprint situation, but the publisher is viewing it as a series of licensing deals. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know how the books would be published, but essentially that attention was attracted because the publisher, awesome as they are, was able to attract a bit of attention and awards, so it would also appear that the books are good, which is not always important, but, you know, never hurts, you know? And so that is part of the pie, too. So I would say, yeah, I guess it's like, if you're thinking in the really long term, it's going to be hard. Well, I don't know. I guess, yeah, what do you think in that regard?
I mean, I guess it kind of depends on, like, how much you want to be a publisher. Like, it sounds like this reader kind of stumbled into publishing accidentally and, like, kind of under, like, yeah, do you want to, like, continue to, like, publish and promote books that you care deeply about, but as part of, like, a larger team? Like, or do you want to continue to be the, like, person in charge of making every decision and hiring every contractor and kind of, like, steering that ship? And, like, you could grow very big if you did that. You do retain more control, but it's also, like, you know, I'm, as somebody who made this decision myself, it's also lonelier. And, like, being able to work with a team of people that you respect with, under, you know, executives that you respect and are on the same page of you is incredibly, an incredible thing if you can find that situation.
Yeah. And, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, one of the case studies in the book is Asia Citro's The Innovation Press, whereas she was previously published by Simon & Schuster and HarperCollins and essentially, like, thought all of their decisions that they made for her books that she wrote were terrible and that she could do a better job on her own. And then, you know, so it's, like, important to her to be running the press and doing things the way she wants, not just in terms of the argument we get into most often is, like, the proportionate size of children's heads to their bodies, and that's, like, a really important issue for her. But, you know, things like that, aesthetic judgments that, you know, honestly are almost never going to be a big deal to a publisher.
And, like, you can do a contract like this where you give yourself an out. Like, I mean, you know, like, almost with anyone licensing their work, like, if they don't do a certain number of sales or if they, you know.
And it almost always expires after a period of time.
Yeah, so, like, you don't necessarily have to do it forever.
Because the publisher didn't have to put in the development work that you did, so you've essentially done that work for them, which is their job. So that's why I would push this to be more of an imprint situation where you are retained and they are committed to future books, and then you don't have the fundraising problem to publish future books out of smaller percentages, you know.
And their expertise, it's like working with a distributor, but, like, they have an even higher stake in it.
Yeah, it's their money, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they can, like, teach you so much about how to develop books for bookstores and how to develop a series.
And this, and, you know, and, like, a publisher that is interested on this level knows what they're doing. They know they have much, much better market penetration. They have much better distribution. They have, you know, just greater respectability and recognizability in the industry. And, you know, but at the end of the day, if you don't want to do that, the thing to do is you go back to the distributor that you want to work with the most and you say, hey, this publisher wants to license all of these books. Are you interested in handling this instead?
Yep.
And that's how you win.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosm publishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful